I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Dementia-related behaviors is a term used to describe a group of behavioral symptoms often associated with Alzheimer's disease and other dementias. Dr. Randy Curtis is here to provide the details. Dr. Curtis is a geriatric psychiatrist, and she's an assistant professor in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences and Department of Neurology at MUSC. Dr. Curtis, tell us about behavioral symptoms that often occur with dementia.
Behavioral symptoms of dementia are very common. They can occur in up to 97% of people who experience dementia. And this is important because these symptoms can have a large impact on the quality of life for both the person experiencing them as well as their caregiver. And so behavioral and psychological symptoms of dementia include things like mood changes, irritability, anxiety, wandering, impulsivity, trouble sleeping, hallucinations, paranoia, and agitation.
And the big question is, what can be done to help with these dementia-related behaviors?
So really, based on the symptoms that someone is experiencing and the stage of dementia that they are in, which can range from mild to severe, there are different interventions that can be helpful. Certain caregiver-related interventions that are helpful for almost anyone with dementia include things like establishing a consistent daily routine, which should include continuing activities that are enjoyable for the person, providing a low stimulation environment, especially at times of increased stress, speaking in soft and gentle tone, and making sure that a person's basic needs are met, especially if they're having difficulty expressing those needs.
Are medications also sometimes used?
Depending on the behavioral symptom and the severity of it, there are also medications that can be used. And these can include things like medications for sleep, different antidepressant medications, and even antipsychotic medications. But of course, any medication used or considered should always be discussed with the person's medical provider before starting.
What common behavioral symptoms of dementia do caregivers often want to talk with you about or ask about?
A common symptom I'm often asked about is wandering, and recommendations for this will typically include things like having 24/7 supervision at home, having a security system put in place if there isn't already one, or using door alarms to be able to alert when someone is trying to leave the house, or getting an ID bracelet that somebody can wear all the time.
Dr. Curtis, any good resources to mention for caregivers and family members to learn about the best ways to manage these behavioral symptoms of dementia?
So one great resource to learn about this topic is the Alzheimer's Association website, which is alz.org. In addition, the website for the South Carolina Department of Aging and getcaresc.com have a lot of helpful resources for both aging adults as well as their caregivers.
Dr. Curtis, thanks for this information about dementia.
You're welcome.
From the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.